Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. It's a brand new day, a brand new show, time for a brand new album. Our good friends in the act Humans have had lots of EPs and single releases throughout the years, but finally today, their first full-length album, Noontide, is released, and tonight they kick off their tour by going all the way to the Big Apple, New York City. Congrats, Humans, on your success. After you're finished, come on back home and join us here in Vancouver. This has Gotta Go Home, Humans, to kick it off today on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Brand new music from Humans, Das Humans there. The album Noontide, their first full-length album being released today. And yes, they're kicking off a very ambitious North American tour that starts tonight in Brooklyn, New York. It bounces all over the continent. Denver, Portland, Fredericton, Halifax, Austin, L.A., Vancouver. What? Yeah, they're all over the map.
Did you say L.A.?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to L.A.? That's fantastic.
They're basically playing, but unlike a lot of Canadian or even North American tours that will start on the West Coast and on the East Coast, these guys are literally jumping from... They really are evolving into real rock stars. They definitely got to fly to a few of these places, considering they're... I mean, the tour dates here, we've got them starting in New York, then going to Denver, then Portland, San Francisco, then back to Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, then Fredericton, Halifax, then coming back this way. Before coming back to Vancouver, March 28th. Also playing locally. Well, in the neighborhood, we got Nelson, Kelowna, Victoria, all in April. And then the show will end in Toronto on May 9th. The tour, I should say. Congrats to Humans, Robbie Slade and Peter Rick. They've been, we've had them on our, not actually in the studio, but we've interviewed them a few times, seen a few of their shows. Great dudes, great music, and we're really happy for all their success and for launching this brand new album.
Yeah, good on them.
Good times ahead. Of course, it is Discord Radio. Wade here along with DJ CJ, Matt Muse, and Liz Holiday. Hello, Discordarians.
Yo, yo.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, hey. cool. So this is, we're right now getting into the thick of Fun Drive here at CITR. This year we're trying to raise $40,000 every week, up the ante a little bit.
For sure. This is like the calm before the storm, and the storm hits day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
The station's going to be packed with people on the phone, people running around signing letters and checks and everything. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And every year, Fun Drive has a theme. This year's theme is Let's Go Digital.
Let's get digital.
Let's get digital. Mm-hmm.
Let's get physical, but let's get digital.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I didn't even catch
that. Where's Olivia
that.
Newton-John when you need her?
Part of the crew that helped come up with that, so I just wanted to promote that. That
Thank
is what it was.
You. You know, maybe next week in the show when we're in the thick of it, we'll have that playing in the background.
Good idea.
Planting the seed there with you, CJ.
Excellent.
And to kick off this the storm, as you would say, we have a launch party tomorrow night. Usually we just do the Fun Drive finale, but this year, taking one step further, doing a kickoff party as well as as the Fun Drive finale. The finale will be at the Biltmore on March 6th, which is a Friday, but the launch party will be this Thursday right here at UBC in the Pit Pub. And Liz, who are we going to see at this launch party?
This Thursday, you'll be seeing Ace Martins. They will be headlining, which features our very own Sarah Cordingley.
Oh, yes.
In the band.
The CITR music director.
Yeah, as of relatively recently. There'll also be Atsy, who we've talked about a couple times before, a group called Listening Party, and a really funky trio of ladies called Tits and Bread, who I've seen before, who are absolutely fantastic. So you don't want to miss any of the people playing there, for sure.
Great name, Tits and Bread.
Yeah. That's a risky Google search right there.
That it is. Maybe we'll get a chance to... Make Like Listening Party, another band that's playing on the lineup, and they give Tits and Bread a spin next week. But in the meantime, let's play some of the headliner right now. Sarah Cordingley's band, Ace Martins, they're playing Thursday night, and let's play the track Breezy right about now. Breezy, easy peasy here on Discord Radio. CITR 101.9, Ace Martins on Discord Radio. Thank you.
This is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
CITR's annual fundraiser kicks off this February 26th at UBC's Pit Pub. Is CITR your favorite radio station? Do you feel an intense desire to support its continuing mission to provide alternative programming that you literally will not hear anywhere else? Maybe you answered yes, or maybe you just like to get wild and listen to good music. Either way, this event promises to provide all that and more, featuring Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, Listening Party, and student DJs between bands. Admission is $5 or $3 for CITR members and club affiliates. All proceeds go towards CITR's 2015 fund drive, running from February 26th to March 6th. Of some symptom.
Thank you, Jonathan Q. Sounded great there, buddy. That was the PSA for our CITR Fun Drive kickoff party on the heels of Atsy and Ace Martins, both bands that you can see this Thursday night at the Pit Pub as part of the Fun Drive kickoff party. It starts 10 days of madness here at CITR, where our goal in this Let's Get Digital era to raise 40K, which we can and will do here at CITR and very committed CITR community that we have.
What sort of things does that money go to at CITR?
Well, CJ, you'd probably be the best one to let you, because you know the station inside and out.
I do, unfortunately. Too much detail. It's going into digitizing our analog stuff, including the magazine, our tape-to-tape, reel-to-reels, funding our new website. It's in the works right now. CITR is building a brand new website, which will integrate Discorder Magazine and CITR. And we'll get rid of our clunky WordPress situation, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, Matt.
Oh, yes.
That's a lot. That's some of it. I'm sure there's more that Brenda's got planned.
Yeah. Well, it's a very important part of it, regardless.
It is. I mean, it's pretty expensive these days to run a website and to make a new one. So I'm sure you all would love to contribute.
And of course, CITR runs solely on the effort of great volunteers in our community. And so we appreciate all your support. We'll be doing a little more of an impassioned pitch next week, but this is just like a preamble to what's about to come. The kickoff party is on Thursday night. Also on Thursday night, on the other end of town, not that we would want you to miss this kickoff party, but if by chance you can't make it out and you are hanging out in East Van, you may want to check out the launch party for the brand new Gay 90s record. Gay 90s, no stranger to Discorder Radio. We've had a chance to interview them a couple of times. And they finally are releasing their brand new album, which is their first full-length album, Liberal Guilt. And the reason I say finally is because we saw them at Rifflandia about a year and a half ago, CJ, when they actually debuted the track Letterman. Remember that?
I do, actually.
And I remember they hyped it up. They were playing at that Alex Gooden Music Hall, that very intimate venue they had as part of the Rifflandia Festival. And they said, this is one of our new tracks called Letterman. And since then, that track has actually got a lot of radio play, not only here in Vancouver, but other parts of the country. So we're really happy to see them watch their success grow. But finally, the album that song is linked to, it will be released this week. And to kick it off, they have a party happening at the Fox Cabaret, which they're going to play along with Japanese Girls. So, once again, if you cannot make the Fun Drive kickoff party, head to the Fox Cabaret for Gay 90s and Japanese Girls. Let's play another track off that brand new album. This one's called Hold Your Fire. Discorder Radio, Gay 90s, CITR 101.9.
Streets where the locals slept, they drunk. jet off to somewhere sweet.
Parker Bosley,
Daniel Moulton,
it's Bruce Lettingham,
Malcolm, and we're the Gay 90s. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Ooh wee.
There you go. You got about 1.25 songs there from the Gay 90s. Hold Your Fire. From their brand new album, Liberal Guilt, and that was Favorite Game from their EP, which came out back in 2012. Yes, Bruce, Malcolm, Daniel, and Parker, the Gay 90s, playing their album release show at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday night. And they're going to the band's actually opening for them. We're going to be hearing from momentarily. And there's an interesting connection between both... Gay 90s, who was working with... sorry, I've lost my train of thought here. we were talking about was Steve Bays of Hot Hot Heat, and Mounties is actually the one who helped produce that track, Hold Your Fire, from Gay 90s. And he actually was the producer of the latest album from Japanese Girls, which we're going to hear from right about now. And this is a bit of a local take. Send it out to Steve and the Japanese Girls. The track is called Vancouver Grizzly. You can see them playing with the Gay 90s this Thursday at the Fox Cabaret. Here they are, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Just what to say to keep me by your side and keep your voice.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
We're back in Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was the Steve Bays produced Double Shot, Hold Your Fire, Gay 90s, and Vancouver Grizzly from Japanese Girls once again playing this Thursday at the Fox Cabaret. After Thursday is Friday. TGIF, everybody loves that day. So much is happening this weekend in music. We're going to talk about some of the maybe bigger shows that are happening in town, but... there's a festival that happens in June called Music Waste, and Liz, you're going to tell us a bit about how Music Waste is putting a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a winter spin on an event that normally happens in June.
Yeah.
So you were just voluntold.
That is what I'm going to do now.
Well, that was the face. Well, you brought the page here.
I'm prepared, yes.
Yeah. Well, you saw how well I killed time between the last two tracks. I thought I'd give someone else a chance.
Thank you so much for sharing that opportunity with me. So Music Waste, like you said, it happens in June every year. But this year what they're doing is they're kind of starting a little bit early, and it's they're sponsoring an event which is called Winter Waste, which is going to be at the Hindenburg this Friday.
Everybody's favorite new venue.
Everyone's favorite venue, absolutely. It'll be $5 before 10 p.m. and $10 after, so definitely worth getting there for the early shows. But Ace Martins, actually, that we mentioned, is playing for the Fun Drive kickoff, is also playing at the Hindenburg. If you attended Shindig at some point during the process when Ace Martins was playing, you also would have seen them play at the Hindenburg, so you can now see their progression.
Wow, busy week for them.
A super busy week, but also with them is Supermoon, Weird Candle, Energy Slime, Brass, High Waisted, and Poor Baby. So all of these bands are playing as part of like a pre-Music Waste kind of like ramp up event.
Very cool. And at least half these bands have been featured recently in either Discorder magazine or here on Discorder Radio. So if you're a big fan of the local music scene, this would be the show to see this Friday at the Hindenburg. Let's play. We're going to play a few of these bands right now. These are all pretty short songs, actually. We're going to do a bit of like a three pack of Supermoon, Brass, and Energy Slime, the shortest of them all, of course. But let's kick it off with Supermoon right now. These lovely ladies graced the cover of our September issue. And we're going to play a track right now from them called Power Suits. Let's do it. Power Suits, Supermoon, Discorder Radio, CITR.
I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Discorder Radio, CITR 1019. The track was Star on the Ground. Believe it or not, at 1 minute and 52 seconds, that is the longest song on the Energy Slime new EP. All 13 minutes of it, Jay Arner's new project there. Energy Slime will be playing this Friday at the Winter Waste event, the winterized version, winterized, localized, one-night-sized version of a Music Waste at the Hindenburg, along with many other acts, including Brass, who we heard in there as well. That track was Hagfish. Sorry, they played the February launch party to launch this lovely magazine. You can read all about them in this current issue as well. And to kick off that little three-pack there, we had Supermoon, who graced the cover for us back in September with their track Power Suits. So that's Winter Waste. That's Friday. Another event happening Friday into Saturday. I like how we're kind of rolling along chronologically here from Thursday to Friday to Saturday. A guy that you're very excited about seeing. He's not really part of the local scene, but he's really emerged as a local independent artist who kind of came on the scene back in 2002 with his song Brother Down, and slowly but surely over the last 13 years has really made a name for himself as one of Canada's most I wouldn't say popular musicians, but there's a real kind of cult following that Sam Roberts has cultivated.
Yes.
Kind of like a Dan Mangan before there was Dan Mangan.
I like that, actually.
I get a similar vibe from both of them.
That's a good call, actually.
I think that's totally appropriate. So he's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on Friday night and Saturday night as well.
Very exciting.
Both shows, I believe, are sold out. I will be there on Friday.
And who else is going?
I'm going with some friends, and also my dad happens to be
Your
going,
dad.
So we're all just going to be hanging out there Once together. Again, it's going to be great.
Your dad gets more airtime on the show than half the CITR staff.
We're going to have him in one day.
Hi, Mr. Holiday.
The unofficial mascot.
Hi, Mr. Hi, Holiday.
Anyway, yeah, so he'll be rocking it out there as well. If anyone is going to be at the Sam Roberts show and, you know, wants to come hang out with my dad, totally possible.
Nice. I would love to check that show out. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but knowing that no one else from the Discord team will be able to make it, but that means the torch is up to you to hold it high for us, take lots of photos, send lots of tweets. If you can sneak backstage and get an interview, that would be awesome, Liz.
I'll do my best.
Okay, I'm sure you will. His new album, or the album that came out at the end of last year, is called Low Fantasy, and that is the album that he is a supportive on this tour. And we're going to play a little track from that album right now, are we not?
Yes, we are. It is called Angola from Low Fantasy.
Let's do it. Sam Roberts Band on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Discorder Radio, CITR, Sam Roberts Band. The track is Angola. He'll be performing with his band both Friday and Saturday at the Commodore Ballroom. Both shows sold out, but our own Liz Holiday will be there stalking Sam, hopefully.
Yes.
Nice. I really enjoyed that track, too. So, yeah, you kind of got me in a bit of a Sam Roberts mood. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
It's very good stuff.
Okay, I was trying to find a good segue to this, but I can't really find one. So we'll just, it's now time for the Music Muse with Matt News.
Matt News? What's going on, y'all?
Last week we talked a bit about the Oscars and Tegan and Sara. I did not see the performance, but I know you're a big Tegan and Sara fan, so I thought I'd let you expand a little bit on that performance.
Well, I was a little busy, so I didn't actually watch the ceremony, but I did watch the video that evening. And of course, as you may know, there'll be five songs that are nominated for Best Original Song for the Oscar, and over the course of the show, they always perform all five of them live.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oscar ended up going to, I can't remember the song, it's the song from Selma.
It's, the track's called Glory.
Yeah, that's the one.
By John Legend and Common.
Yeah, so it ended up going to that, and probably deservedly so. I mean, I'm not familiar with the film, but I'm sure it was great. Because that's the thing about Everything is Awesome, is it's too insane to have won, right? Like, there's no way.
It's just a little too awesome.
Well, it was just, like, this performance was, like, 2 minutes or so of just like sheer sensory overload. I watched it like five times and I still haven't processed it completely.
I'll have to do that now.
It's just like, it's so, there's just a million things happening at once. Like Tegan and Sara spin around on this little pedestal and they're wearing like this outfit that I can only describe as like sports goth.
I've never heard that before in my
life.
And
it's like,
interesting.
It makes perfect sense when you see it. And then, then the Lonely Island, like, it spins around, the Lonely Islander there rapping, and there's these, like, this crew of, like, there's, like, 2 dozen breakdancers on stage dressed as the construction workers from the movie, and they're doing, like, backflips.
Wow.
And they've got these Lego statue, like, full-size replica Oscar statues made out of Lego, and they're handing them out to the people in the front row, and they give one to Oprah, and she just has the most ridiculous smile on her face. Like, Oprah's like, oh, my God. And then Will Arnett, who plays like reprises his role as Batman in the movie, he plays like a really over the top Will Arnett-y kind of Batman, and he does a little like 2-bar thing with a guitar, and Questlove is there for some reason because Questlove is just the guy that you call when you need to do a ridiculous live show now, I guess, and Mark Mothersbaugh, who wrote all the music for the movie, was also there. He did a little synth solo and he's wearing his little Devo Power Dome because of course he's the guy from Devo. And it was just, yeah, it was insanity.
It's funny. As you're telling this story, I was thinking about just the spectrum that Tegan and Sara have been exposed to in terms of their musical career.
Oh, absolutely.
I think about the track, their song Hell, which a lot of people may not know this, but it's actually about them living in Gastown.
Yeah, it's about that little block, because there's a line in there, it's like 4 blocks I should mention in a song. She's talking about a specific stretch of Gastown. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think about that, and just, you know, to go from living in that little tiny apartment block and being exposed to just right at the edge of, of Maine and Hastings and all of the chaos they were... Oh, here's the track in the back right now.
Well, you go back to like their early days when they're basically like a little folk rock duo playing a battle of the bands like in a Calgary high school, putting out little like self-produced demo tapes.
Yeah.
And then they get produced by Hoxley Workman, and then So Jealous comes out and they kind of blow up and they fall out with the Con and everyone's like, and then they came out with this album 3 years ago now, I guess, Heartthrob, which was like the total poppy direction, and it's just, they've really taken off from there.
Yeah.
And it's like selling out has really paid off for them. That's big hit.
Well said. Yes, they truly have become stars. Which brings us to the next topic.
Hey,
there you go.
There we go.
For those Tegan and Sara fans, sorry to tickle you with that, but we played them last week and it was awesome. But we want to talk about another band that's coming this weekend, playing on Saturday night at the Vogue. That's a tough call. Who are you going to see right across the street from each other? Right down the block from each other. You got Sam Roberts Band at the Commodore, and then just one block up, you've got Stars. So there you go. That was their little segue there. Stars, we've got they've got a new album out as well. The song we're going to play right now that was not off the new album, we're going to play a song that, well, when Liz was in Portland last week, she missed out on us playing The Smiths as part of our It's Reading Week, or Is It Really Reading Week theme. We played Headmaster Ritual by The Smiths in honor of the 30-year release of Meet His Murder. We thought in honor of that we would play the Stars' take on The Smiths. You have anything to say, Liz, or are you just overcome with emotion?
I'm so overcome with emotion. I'm just glad that I got to be here for some Smiths love on air.
Yes, we have the original Johnny Marr riff
is sampled in there. Yeah,
it's great.
They do something cool with this. Thank you for showing this to me, Wade.
Thank you. And now we're getting a chance to share it with our Discord listeners. This is This Charming Man by Stars coming to Vancouver this Saturday night. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Classic that sample is. It's Johnny Marr's guitar there from This Charming Man, originally by The Smiths, covered there by Stars, who are coming to Vancouver this Friday and Saturday night. It's funny, both bands based out of Montreal. Both bands. Sam Roberts' band and Stars, both from Montreal, both playing back-to-back nights, Friday and Saturday. Sam Roberts' band has the Commodore, and Stars have Vogue, the Vogue Theater. Their new album, No One Is Lost, just came out in October, and hopefully they'll be playing that track there on Saturday night. Okay, the band they're playing with, we're gonna end the show with in a moment, but quick moment to thank everybody who made the show possible, DJ CJ, Mr. Matt Muse, and Liz Holiday. Thanks so much, guys.
Hey.
You guys make sure, you know, we're all prepped for next week's big Fun Drive show.
Yes.
you sound prepped. Yes. And if you want to get the ball rolling on that one, you can come to the launch party for that Thursday night at the Pit Pub here at UBC. Flex Your Head is up next with Mike, and we will see you guys next week, which is also next month. It's going to be into a brand new month, a brand new issue, a brand new Discord Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to end the show right now with a band that's playing with Stars. They're called Hey Rosetta. They're from Newfoundland, but they're playing Vancouver this weekend. This track is called Dream. Hey Rosetta on Discord Radio.
just like we want it, just like we need it. Why can't we just like us? Who says we can't? Who says we can't? Who says we shouldn't? Who says we couldn't make it just like we love it? Why can't we just like us? Couldn't we make? Couldn't we make? Couldn't we make it just like we want it? Just like we need it? Why can't we just like us? Who says we can't?
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.